We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Yud Ches Amad Aleph, and we are beginning Yud Zayin Amad Beis around 5 lines from the bottom. We had in our Brisa before, on Daf Tazayin Amad Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda, it sounded like Rabbi Yehuda held that Mashkin is Metama other things, even Kalim, mid the Araisa. That means you have Mashkin that's Tame, it can Metama Kalim even mid the Araisa. Even if it's a Rishon, which is a Chiddush. Even though the Mashkin is a Rishon, it's still going to be Kalim the Araisa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said before. And the Gemara had a kasha from a different brisa that was mavoyer, that it was not matame. Rav Yehuda said that mitu machmas mashkin, only the gabay is tame, not the inside. Why you have to make a hacker? It's only midarabanon. So you see, it's midarabanon. The Gemara said Rav Yehuda was chayzer, and he holds that it's not matame deraisa. But the shaila was, how much was he chayzer? What about tumas atzman? Is that also midarabanon? That stays midaraisa. Like I'm matame acherim makelim. That so that's for sure that matama atzman midiraisa. But what about matama oichlim? There could be a few different stardom here. What about he's mechayzer for sure that kalim and not matama midiraisa mashkin. That for sure is chayzer. What about maybe he's mechavtin oichlim and kalim? And who holds like that? It's the man the omen the braisa before that holds. It's Rabbi Yisir of Shimon say la oichlim tameim le kalim term. That means oichlim is midiraisa mashkin make oichlim tam midiraisa and not kalim. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds of that. That's the question. How far was Rabbi Yehuda chayzer? How much was he chayzer? Legabi Tuma itself, we're not going to say he's Chayzer, Tumas Atzman. But Tuma Acherim, maybe he was Legamri Chayzer. He was Chayzer completely and say that there's no such thing as Mashkin or Tama Acherim Midaraisa. Or maybe only regarding Kalim was he Machmir, was he Chayzer, but still by Oichlim he will be Metama Deraisa. That's the Shalom right now. When Rav Yehuda was Chayzer, he was Chayzer from Kalim, that Mashkin is not Metama Kalim Midaraisa. But by oichlim, that means a mashkin touches our food. Then Rabbi Yisrael of Shimon Svirulei, and he holds that midaraisa oichlim kimetama mashkin kimetama oichlim. Oidilma legamri hold the baker Rameyer, or maybe he holds completely like Rameyer. Rameyer is the first sheet in the bray, so holds that regarding itself, it's tami deraisa. That's why suffik is tami. But like tami acherim is tahar. So who does he hold like basically? When he's chayzer, there's two other madiyam in the bray. So hold like Rabbi Yisrael of Shimon, or he holds like Rameyer. That's the question. So Gemara's attempt to bring a rai. Abraham Nachma Yitzchak Toshimar. We learned in a brayse. We learned maybe it's a Mishnah in Paro. The guy himself is Paro. It's a Mishnah himself is Paro. Paro is shasa mechatas. We know the halacha is that the mechatas, which is the water from the Paro Aduma, the water you should spritz on someone to mitar him, that water is tummy. Makes a person tummy. It's tummy. Now you had a story here where Paro drank mechatas, and then you shechted the behemoth. While the behemoth is alive, he has become tummy, because the Baal Chai is not makabel tummy. But now you shech the behemoth, and you have a piece of meat, with inside it mechatos. And the question is it tummy? Tanakama says, besara tummy. The basa, the steak that you're going to eat is tummy. You got tummy from the mechatos. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, batlu b'meyeha. It was bottled, the mechatos was bottled in the stomach of the parah. It was bottled already, and then it came from a tummy. And the Gemara analyzes this psak of Rabbi Yehuda. But if you hold that he's chayzer from kalim, but by oichlim he holds that midaraisa there is tumas mashkin to oichlim. Av oichlim karbeis Rabbi Shimon Svirulei. So my bottle melag melamael legamri. Why is the bottle legamri? Doesn't make the basa tamei. Nihi the tumah hamura loy mitamu. I understand that since it's in the behemoth stomach, so it lost its shame mechatas. Because it's not royut for mechatas anymore because it's in a behemoth stomach, but it doesn't lose its tumah kala. Neither tumah chamura loy nitmu, tumah kala mia nitmu, but tumah kala you have. And like Rashi explains, that even though the mechatas lost the shame mechatas, but it's keilu it touched itself. So this liquid mechatas at least is like a rishon. It's a tumah, like it touched itself. That's what Rashi learns. Other Shemuel Lifton, Rashi learns that like it touched itself. What? We're not doing a sheretz now. What? When it dies, and it dies, and the sheretz did, a sheretz can be tamed also, yeah. If the sheretz was still a viable sheretz, yeah.
He
ate a sheretz, right, yeah, right. Now it died, yeah. The behemoth died, it was tamed, yes. 100%. We're going to have later on in Daf Yud Tes, a shayla with a machat, the behemoth died with a machat inside it. It can make a tamed, yeah. Here the shayla is mechatos, Rabbi Yehuda said, batum me'a, because it lost its shame mechatas. So Gemara says, okay, it's not an avatumma of mechatas, which is an avatumma, which is time of everything, even people. But at least Blair Rishon, if you look at Rashi, like 10 lines down Rashi says, L'tamoy da mashkin ba'amenu v'shem tumalei pakim now the nitmu machmas atzmam the ein negia gedoyla mash hinoigim ba'atzman. It touched itself, so it has a tumas rishon. At least it's a rishon now. It lost shem echatas, but now when you behemah die, you have a piece of steak with a rishon juice on it. So the boss of his tamay for Rabbi Yehuda elamai what must be pshat that he holds mashk is not matama oichlim. And I am a darbanon to matame. So what does it help? It's darbanon. It says misle shicha legaz rabbanon. It's misle shicha legaz rabbanon. That's the LMI. So we're bringing a proof from here that Rabbi Yehuda said batul b'meha legamri. It sounds like that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no tumah deraisa even by oichlin mashkin touching oichlin. That's bringing a riot to even mashkin touching oichlin. That tumah deraisa. That's Gemara's question. That's Gemara's riot. Gemara answers no. My batul is not a riot. You know, I can touch batul meh means a gavi avatumah. My bottle be mehanami bottle tuma chamura. The mechat is bottle tuma chamura. But tuma kala matamu. But it is matamu tuma kala. Echanami is matamu tuma kala. Just not tuma chamura. Break the Gemara. That means beklala tanakama sava tuma chamura na matamu. So he's telling me if you're the tanakama who argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and he says b'sara tuma, he means that the mechat is avatuma. It's not mashma like that. Because ha b'sara tuma tani. It says b'sara tuma. It's mashma dafka the basa, but the human who touched it, a man, a person who touched it, doesn't become tuma. It's mashma dafka basa tuma. The Gemara, no, I could have touched, I could still be doicha that Rabbi Yehuda holds mashkin isma tama oichlim. I was p'sara tana kama, then he holds as tuma chamura. It doesn't sound like that. So you can say kula Rabbi Yehudi, v'chsuri mechshav, haktani, paro shosim echatas. You'll say it's all Rabbi Yehuda shita, all one big Rabbi Yehuda. And this is read the Mishnah. Paro shosim echatas k'shera. Besara tami. Paros that drank mechatas, the basar is tami. B'med varamurim tumakala. Aval tumachamura loy. Only has tumakala, not tumachamura. Why? So Rabbi Yehuda oinar batul b'meha. Rabbi Yehuda says the mechatas is batul in the stomach, and therefore doesn't have a shame tumachamura. So upon him, we attempted to bring a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds that batul meha means a gamri, and therefore it must mean that mashke is not matam oichel deraisa. And here's milsle shicha. But we answer no. Batul meh just means it doesn't have the mechatas, but it has a different rishon and a vada mashkin is matama oichel deraisa. I the tanakama, it's all chsuri mechatas, it's all one shita. That's one teretz. Rav Ashi amar lo'olam batul meh legamri. You learn like the first pshat. That means batul meh legamri, according to Yehuda, it's not tama at all. I asked me a kasha, what am tuma kala? If tuma is mederaisa, she have tuma kala, yeah? So he says no, I'm just not like mashke suruach. That when mashke goes through the stomach of a behema, it becomes seruach. And the pasuk says the only time mashke gets matama is the only thing that's royal to drink. That's royal to drink. So v'chol mashke asher yishasa v'chol kli. The only type of mashke that will come tama is only drinkable mashke. Here it became mashke seruach. It got smelly from the behema's stomach. Therefore, it won't be called a mashke and it won't be called tuma. It's batul legamri. Adkan discussion Rav Yehuda. We were in Peshit that Rav Yehuda is Chayzer Legamri or is Chayzer only from Matama Kalim. We were in Peshit Hashayla, but we're finished with Rav Yehuda. We're going to go to explain the other man, the Amar, in that Braisa. Rav Yosi v'Rav Shimon Omrim, lo'ichlim tameim lekeim tayrim, which means that they hold that mid'araisa, mashkin is Matama Oichlim, but not Matama Kalim. And in classic case, that means if a sheriff touches mashkin, touches water, then the water touches Kaili, it's not Tomei Midaraisa. Or Mashka touches the Oichel, it is Tomei Midaraisa. That's what means Pshat. Midarabanon from the Yud Ches Tov is that Mashka is Matama or Kalim. We're talking about Midaraisa now. We're talking about Midaraisa. Midaraisa, Mashkin is only Matama fear of this man, the Yama. Only Matama Oichel, not Matama Mashkin. What's the Makar for all these things? Amar Rabba Vachana Mashlakas, Rav Yosi, Pshitas, Rav Akiva, Rabbi Amra. Rav Yosi learned the Psukim in the same Derech as Rav Akiva, his Rabbi. The darish yitma yitame. When the pasuk says yitma, he darishes, it means yitame, can matama other things. The Tana, learn to the Mishnah. Boy b'yoyim means the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed as the Nasi. There was a lot of drashas that day, a lot of people in the Beis Medrash, a lot of things came out that day. Boy b'yoyim darish Rabbi Kiva. The pasuk says, v'chol kli cheres hashibol mehem al toichoy. It says a kli cheres, if any tumah falls into the inside, like a sheretz falls into the inside, kol hashav v'soicha yitma va'oisa shishboiru. Anything inside it will become tamei. Let's say you have food in there, that food will become tamei. That's what it says yitma. And Rabbi Kiva darshins yitamei acherim. Not only does it become tamei, that kikar that was in the kli cheres becomes tamei yitamei acherim. Now, like Rashi explains, when a kikar is in a cheres the same time as a sheretz, the kikar is a sheni. How is that? The sheretz in the avir of the cheres makes the cheres a rishon. And the rishon in turn makes the kikar a sheni. And it says the kikar sheni is yitma, is tame, and he darshes yitame. He can make a shlishi. So Rabbi Kiva learns from here. Limed al kikar sheni she'oitz shlishi v'chulin. Rabbi Kiva has a meridig shita chiddush. We always know. Till now, we learned only time you find a shlishi is by chulin or by a truma or by kachim. Here Rabbi Kiva says by chulin you have a shlishi. He learns up the pasuk yitma. So we see he darshes the word yitma to mean yitame. And here Rabbi Yossi took his Rebbe's drasha of Yitma Yitame and he darshened it by the psukim of Tumas Mashkin and Tumas Oichlin. Says in the pasuk, also means Yitame. All mashke that you drink in this keli, because any mashke that was in this kli cheres, Yitame. That's Lashon, Latame Tumas Oichlin. It means that the Mashke can Matama even Oichlin. At the Oimer Latame Tumas Oichlin. Maybe who said Yitame? Because you see in this passage, the Mashke is Matama other things. Now, how do we know what it's Matama? We're saying it needs to be Oichlin. How do we know that? Yitame Latame Tumas Oichlin. At the Oimer Latame Tumas Oichlin. Oine Latame Tumas Mashkin. Maybe it makes other Mashke Tame, but it can't make Oichlin Tame. Amrit, Loi Kachoya. That's not, that can't be. That can't be. What does that mean? That can't be. Milo kachaya. Amra papa lemetzinu tuma sheoisek yoytziba. You don't find tuma anywhere that can make its own type of min, its own type of type tame. Maskin can't make other maskin tame. Like Rashi brings down the Gemara on the base says the drasha. The reason why it doesn't say yitame clear, it's written yit. The way we have the kudas, it's written yitma, is to teach us that it can't. Only this is tame, but it can't make other maskin tame. Can't make other maskin tame. So maskin, when it says yitame, can mean other maskin. So what does it mean? It must be oichlin. And the Gemara will soon ask, why not kli? The Gemara will ask that question soon. But we're saying prasimulation over here, the fidus pshat. What does yitame mean? It can mean yitame other maskin, because that's impossible. So it must be yitame other oichlin. Ravina doesn't have a pshat that he has a raya from the pasuk that yitame means other oichlin. Ravina of gufri dekra nami nami. You go to learn. Lamas armis yitma tame tumas maskin. From the etzem pasuk, you can make a diuk that yitame does not mean other mashkin. These sakadayt yitame the seifal yitame tumas mashkin. You have to remember this pasuk. The beginning of this pasuk talks about oichel. I'll read the whole pasuk again. This pasuk says because I didn't read it yet. The pasuk says this: because oichel asher yochel asher yovei olav mayim yitma, v'chol mashke asher yishasa v'chol kli yitma. That means any oichel that's in the kli cheres becomes tame and is lost to yitma, which means yitame, and any mashke also yitma, which means yitame. So it says it twice: oichel and mashke. So Dr. Ravina, I'll bring you a raya that the tama by mashkin means oichlin. Why? This sakadak yitama the sefer means the tama tumas mashkin. If it means the tama the sefer means that mashkin is the tama mashkin, so then yitama the ratio nami the tama tumas mashkin. We know that yitama the ratio of the oichlin means mashkin also, like the Gemara says on my base. So if that's the case, why would it say the word yitma twice? Say it once. They both mean the same thing. Now Ravina echdenu mekol oichashi oichashi yavel of mayim. And that means all food. B'chol maske sheshasa b'chol kli yitma, which means yitame. Tere yitame lamali. Why only two times yitma? Elo yitma de reisha when it talks about food means that the food can matame mashkin. Latame tumas mashkin. Yitma de seifa means latame tumas oichlin. Means the mashkin matame tumas oichlin. So let's recap again. We have here Rabbi Yossi of Shimon say that mashkin matama oichlin midda araisa. The question was, where do you know it from? So Rabbi Yossi is going b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi that yitma means yitame. And just like Rabbi Akiva says, yitma by klicheres means that the kikur can make a shlishi, the yitma by mashkin also means the mashkin could pass on tumma. Maybe it means the mashkin is passing on tumma to another mashkin. We can't say that for two reasons. First of all, we never find that something can make yitzba tame, the same thing. And second of all, in the pasuk itself, it says yitma twice, and the yitma before means that the oichel is matama mashkin. So why would it say yitma twice? Teretz says here it means that mashkin is matama oichel. That's the pshat in this gemara.